A short meditation on the Lord's Prayer. Now, the Lord's Prayer is one of the most important prayers in Christendom, and as much we can learn about it and from it, and perhaps we'll never stop learning. But I came across this the other day. This is a short meditation on the Lord's Prayer written back in 1526 by Balthasar Hubmaier, if I've pronounced that correctly. He was an Anabaptist leader in Moravia in the 1500s. He had a large congregation of reputedly over 12,000 members. It's a bit of a megachurch in those days. And as you may know, the Anabaptists had a hard ride in those days. He was arrested, he was tortured, and like so many, executed for his faith. But he wrote this a couple of years earlier, at least, as a meditation on the Lord's Prayer. And so I'm just going to read it for us and ask us to reflect on it and see what you make of it and how it might help you. The whole text is on my blog, malcolmcox.org, so you can find the entire text there. But I'm going to read it for us today. And you might want to use this as a meditation to help you with your prayer time today. So here is his meditation on the Lord's Prayer. Our Father. Gracious Father, I am not worthy to be called a child of yours, or that I should be able to call you my Father. I have not always done your will. I have often done the will of the father of lies. Forgive me, merciful Father, and make me a child of yours in the faith. Who art in heaven, Father of goodness, look upon us, we who live in this miserable state of woe. We know that children cannot find a better condition than to be with their loving Father, who feeds them, gives them drink, clothes them, protects them, and shields them from all needs. Gracious Father, take us, your miserable children, to be with you in heaven. Holy is your name. Merciful Father, we know that we are guilty of continually dishonoring your name with our words and actions. The suffering of Christ, which for us is medicament for eternal life, we make into an eternal reproach by our cursing and rebuking. Forgive us, Father, and give us grace so that your name may never come from our mouths unprofitably. Help us to cease all blasphemy and swearing so that your holy name will eternally be glorified, enhanced, and praised. Your kingdom come. Gracious Father, we know that we are captives to sin, the devil, hell, and eternal death. But Father, we cry out and call to you as our loving Father to come quickly with your kingdom of grace, peace, joy, and eternal salvation. Come to our aid, gracious Father. For without you, we are totally miserable, afflicted, and lost. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Good Father, we confess publicly that your fatherly will does not suit us earthly people. Our will is completely and totally hostile to your divine will. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit to work in us authentic faith, steadfast hope, and ardent love, so that our will is conformed to your divine will in all things. Give us today our daily bread. Compassionate Father, we live not by bread alone, but by every word that comes from your holy mouth. Therefore, we humbly pray that you will feed us with the bread of your holy word. This is the bread of heaven, and whoever eats it will be eternally filled. Make it a living presence in our souls. Make it grow and bring forth fruits of eternal life. Give us diligent Christian workers who will spread this bread among us in pure, clear, and untarnished manner, so that your fatherly will, which is known only from your word, will be fulfilled. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Kind Father, we know that we are guilty of having sinned in words, deeds, and evil thoughts. We do not even know the number, portion, or extent of our sins. Father, forgive us and give us power to better our way of living, even as we forgive those who have caused our suffering. Father, forgive them too, for they do not know what they are doing. Enlighten all those who misunderstand your holy word, who abuse and persecute us, so that they might come to the true way that leads to eternal life. Lead us not into temptation. Heavenly Father, look on the fear, barrenness, misery, persecution, and hardship which we must endure here on earth, and ponder also our human weakness. For this reason, sweet Father, we ask of you, through your fatherly love, that you do not forsake us in our anguish and suffering, that we not be defeated nor fall away from your holy word. Do not allow us to be tempted beyond that which we can endure. We are weak and frail, while our enemies are strong, powerful, and heartless. You know these things, merciful Father. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil, from sin, from the devil, from our own lust, which is our greatest enemy. Deliver us from all that keeps us far from you. Moreover, give us all that brings us closer to you. For dominion, power, and glory are yours forever in eternity. Eternal Father, as we have prayed to you here, bring it to fulfillment according to your fatherly goodwill. These things we pray through your mercy and through your gracious promises which you have given to us consistently through Moses, the prophets, and the apostles. But we pray this especially, pleading with you, through your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. He has surely promised us and proved it through his bitter death that whatever we pray for in your name, you will give us. Father, we place our bodies, lives, honor, possessions, soul, and spirit into your hands. All that we have received from you, we offer back to you, for you give and you take away. Praise be to your name. Amen and amen. Well, amen. I wonder how that meditation struck you. I found it very moving to just read it again now and record it. The wholeheartedness of his prayer and the focus on God's will being done through his life and through their lives, even though their lives were short because of the persecution, it's very humbling. Anyway, I'd like to know what you think, whether this is helpful and what you thought of it. Do you have your own meditations on something like the Lord's Prayer that you would like to share? Please leave a comment wherever you hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you can think of someone who might benefit from this recording or the blog article, which I'll link to the show notes here, then please pass it on and leave us a review in iTunes or somewhere. That would be superb. Thank you very much for that. And I do pray that this week that you have wonderful times of quiet with God that draw you close to him, and him close to you, so that you are empowered to be his all through this week. Take care and God bless.